Lechaim, Rabotai. I became Sparty. I want to thank Torah Anytime. I want to thank Rav Yosef Yaffe. You're on the list of thanks. I want to thank Kamashkocha Pratis and thank Kol Halosha. And Achron Achron Chaviv, I want to thank the one who made me and you and made the whole world. Misha'am Avahaya Ilam. My admiration for Hashem is not normal. How did he do all this? Look at it. He made so many sweet people. He made sweet kids. And that's not stunning. And Achron Chaviv, he actually made a Adam Gadol like me. That's my biggest amazement. How do you make a God like me? I'm so impressed. Such a gewaltige guy. How do you like this? If anybody needs an ego boost, this is my recipe. Thanks for everything else. And Achron Chaviv, let's go. Do you know how much I work on myself? You know how good I am, how nice I am. And so much. And anyway, it's so good to be alive. I'll call Neshima, Neshima, to howl call. He's a Maisib of the Alta von Avadik. That he didn't make it. He was first starting. And he didn't go. He was starting to build yeshiva. He had his drive. He was a fire. He wanted to build yeshivas and cuddle them all over the world. He was going to go places. And nothing went out of first. You messed up here, didn't go there, they don't like you, they don't want you, you're not popular, I don't know what happened exactly, but he failed and failed and failed and failed. And he took a trip to Kelm, and he was not in his greatest mode when he came to Kelm. What's wrong there? Came to Kelm. He comes into Kelm, and someone, they tell him, the Rebbezel, what happened to your Betachin? You had a big Baba talking, you know. No. Nothing's working. You know, your Baba talking, we're not quite interested in your approach. It's not working. You're going nowhere. You want to build yeshivas and yeshivas. Nothing's happening. I don't know. They didn't speak as grub as I'm saying. But that's what they said. The bad thing. And he was quite, he was human, you know. He was not pushy. It wasn't easy. And suddenly the Alton Kelm used to give a shmooze on Mitzvah of Shabbos. I'm not sure what the Seder, I think it must, whatever. He gave a shmooze before Meir. And this time the Alton Kelm stands by his stender. You know, when he finished giving a shmooze, the Alton Kelm, he used to faint come out. You know that? Most of his life he was a chole masuk and he had a heart problem. You know that? I think he had 40 minutes from Manasseh. He stood like a stick and his face was on fire. When he finished from Manasseh, he wrote down all the Chedushim, his Mechadish, and Milush from Manasseh. Alta von Kelm. Amalach Hashem Tzvoka, he's the Alta von Kelm. They said they described him like a lion tamer. Every move he made, he knew he had it all. I think every night he went over all the thoughts that he had through the day. That thought was okay. This one could have been better. You know he was. He was the Rebbe of the Alta von Slobodka, the Alta von Novadik. That's who he was. Rebbe. The Rebbe is the Rebbe of Reb Nosson. The Rebbe of Reb Yalapian. The Rebbe is the Rebbe of Chaskel Levenstein. You have any idea? The Alta von Kelm and Kleinigkeit. It's Shimon Esther. Imagine standing like a stick for 40 minutes. I think he had 9 hours stardom, nonstop. If you couldn't reach him. Once this big veer came from Lodz, I think that one of these big names are world famous. He wanted to meet to see the Alton Kelm. So they told him, you want to see him? Okay. But you got to get moving because in 5 minutes he's starting his say there and he's out to the world. He's not impressed. You know, not me. You know who I am? How many people stand online to be able to talk to me? I'm from the biggest Gvidim in Lodz. I'm a Knack. I'm a this. I'm a that. I have more money than all you guys put together. I don't know the exact details. I want to make it geschmack, whatever. No worry. I'm different case over here. soon as it came to the 9:30, 9 o'clock, I'm not sure when he started to say that, he closed the door. And this fellow knocked at the door and told it, I'd like to speak to the, no answer. And he knocked, and he went meshuggah, and he kicked, and he punched, and he went tight meshuggah, I have more money there. It was over. He couldn't get near him for the next 9 hours. This is a daily thing. Kviyas. Kviyas, eat the Mosaida. You don't play games with my Kviyas. The Alvin Kelm was steel. Anyway. So the Alvin Kelm started speaking. And he saw Reb Yozel was not in such a good mode. And Reb Yozel, the Alvin Navadi. And he started, his schmooz. Now, he did not open his mouth. I'm not sure how long. We'll say a half hour for sure. It sounds the best. Half hour, didn't talk. Sounds good. I think that's talking what happened, but finishvi, he didn't speak. Not a word. He sat there and he didn't say a word. And the Kelmas, if you were learning in Kelm, anyway, I don't know if they're used to this. He once gave a schmooze once. Somebody left his shoes. Somebody once watched. He was hammering away to Yalom. I think there were 36 Talmidim in the whole Kelm. No, some of it was that small. They had to be hand-picked, the whole Maisa. They're all sitting. When he gave Musa, they had to put the heads down like this. And they had to listen, you know, to be makabel the Musa. And he was hammering away, screaming like, Chodim Neiraim. And someone came in, what happened here? The Elam looks like, what do we do here? So they found out somebody left his shoes instead of in a straight, one of them was a little like this, diagonal. And that's a simon on the whole yeshiva. And we're all up, something like that. Hey, Kelm, you know what Kelm was? Somebody once left a dime in Kelm. No one picked it up. He came back 10 years later, it was the same place. It was an umbrella. Was there forever. Kelm. What's that there, Kelm? So the Alter von Kelm started his schmooze. I don't think the Alter did well, Alter von Navarre, with the Kelm style. He had plenty from him. Everybody had from Alter von Kelm. But to be exactly that mahalas with all the Savior loved after. That's so pushit. I think I once heard something, I don't want to say Barab until I double check, but I think the Alter von Navarre once gave a zug about his opinion of certain things about the Masuda, the Kite, something wasn't whatever. I'm not going to say it, but you're allowed to have a different shita. It's legal. Doesn't mean you're not friends. It doesn't mean nothing. But you better have a different shita, or else you're in trouble. You know why people suffer all over the world? They're busy with other people's shitas. That kills them. They kill them. They're busy. You see those chassidim? They have the real derech. Oh, you see those yeshiva guys? Ooh, that's the way to go. Oh, you see those, boom, that this, see that. You're out of your mind. You take a look at me, and you say, you see me? I'm the guy. You have to work on it. Now, if we'd be a bunch of al-gaiviniks who do that anyway, I wouldn't speak like this. I would say, hey, take a look at someone else. Who do you think you are? But since usually the matzav today is everybody's Fugatzi the Kedusha, oh, he must be. Oh, who's the guy he built the yeshiva? Oh, and where are you? Everyone's busy knocking this. So you have to hold, I'm better than every. Come inside, a pleasure to see you. Come inside, sit down. The more people, the better I get more covered. More, I'm covered hungry, Rabbi, I'm steiging. And my redeemers are covered. It's, in my older years, it's full blast ahead. The more covered, the better. Come inside. Thank you so much. Giving an ultra yid covered. It's a big thing. L'chaim, l'chaim, tayim l'shalom. Anyway, the Alter von Kelm gave it to Russia, and he said, he didn't say a word for half an hour first. Kelm was out to sit there. And he didn't open his mouth for a half an hour, all sitting at the edge of the seats. What does he want there? A half an hour, they had to sit it out. And he wasn't this bald. You should know that Ramea Chodesh, He had his own pratim. You think Slabodka didn't know these shtick like? They had their own. Were they good? Slabodka, the ultimate Slabodka's Talmidim, were they giants? English Shire. I heard this from his Talmud, Meir Chodesh. When anybody talked to him, he didn't answer so fast. He liked to sit there for a full minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. You're going to see how well my telephone works. Now the Yerlin's going to see how popular I am. You see how many telephone calls I'm getting? You think I'm some guy that never stops ringing? That's what my wife says. Until if I hear how young, I explain to her what's really happening. It's all the same guy with OCD. That's so popular. Watch out. They're all listening to you. What? Is that working in Kolossian? Okay, let's fix us up. Kolossian missed by diamonds. It's also in Bashkocha. Maybe Kelm is not that mahalach. Kolossian, there's a reason. I'm very happy. Everything is L'Taiva, but it's Ruchni, it's Zikri. Haka L'Taiva comes before anything else. Soon I'm going to announce that the Olam has to, I'm going to have to push the seat so I can accommodate all my thousands of Chassidim. So pretty soon, we're getting there. Anyway. No? How am I doing? The Abishter wants it to be blank. It's a good cement. You should know. It says, G'shem she mekavos chara l'drisha, kach mekavos chara l'prisha. You know what the author from the Vatican once said? Back to business? Want to put me in business now? Let's have another L'chaim. L'chaim! We have a big Olam tonight. What? It's Angit. Abishter knows exactly. Kol Ikuva L'Toiva. It's Min HaShemayim. Let's stay with the niggin. As much as I like to hear myself, but that niggin. No, is he playing? Plus five? Put it down? Plus five? I'm there. Okay, this is going to make it more geschmack. They can hear the way I said, press five. You know, it makes it more Lebedee. You know, it's more like, you know, Hamish. They're going to see you. I'm human. There's a big, big rib. I don't want to say who. From the biggest in the universe. They see them in awe. When he walked, stepped in, the place was, he stood by red carpet alone. And the see them are looking at him. I was there. See them looking at him like they're about to die, all of them. Thousands of them, the big ones. And he goes ahead. And he takes out a handkerchief and he gives a blow you hear a mile away as if to say, guess, believe it or not, I'm human just like you guys. This dreist a cup. What are you trying to make? You turn into God. I'm human. I sneeze. Everybody goes to the toilet a few times a day. What are you giving me sugar? People look, you know, that guy, this doctor, he's no president. Oh, he's this. Oh, this smart Rebbetzin. Ha 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 ha. She knows everything. Anyway, so what was I saying? Where am I up to? Anyway, so the Alvin Kelm stopped. He didn't say a word for half an hour. or Meir Chadash, he used to do this, right? Come inside, make yourself at home. Come inside. Your Meir Chadash said, he used to talk to you, and in the middle of speaking, blank. This happened all the time. He took his time to answer. You know what a discipline that is? You know how much stress a person has? Alti boho lahashiv. How everyone's boho, got to answer. Everyone's busy. He said, I said, he had all the time in his world. Now, you understand, that is a big COVID issue because the guy might, you know, take out a pillow or whatever, you know, he might lose interest, you know, and he didn't care. That's Amalei Gebalei Musa. Ah, that's Shias. So anyway, he did this all the time. That's a real prat. In Avadik, that would be Gebalei. They did that too in that, but he was known. So the Elder von Kelm started speaking after a half hour of silence. He wanted to make an impact. The Elder von Avadik should never forget this for the rest of his life. You're going through trouble. Dai lachai basher uchai. That's all he said. It's Razal. My Yisrael is a pasuk in Kelis. My Yisrael in Adam Chai. What are you complaining? A live person out there, you complain. And then he would say, Dai lachai with a niggin, with a vamkite, with a musa niggin. Dai lachai basher uchai. Nachamo, with a fire. Dai lachai basher uchai. And the Alta from the Vardig is sitting there. They don't have to hear more in the Vardig, you know. The Bali Musa. That's enough. That Chazal did the job. It was over. Be happy, you're alive. Bug off, building kailim, you're alive. Dai lachai basher uchai. Don't complain. No kvetching. You're alive. And he dealt with the Navadik said later on, did that do a job? And right after he finished saying dai lachai for, I don't know, 20, 50 times, with his spilers, with a fire, say it. Say it 20 times. You know what it'll do for you? More than all the Paxil? What did he give today for all the stressed out people? Paxil? Zoloft? What did he call it? There's all kinds of, you know, those that are still popping pills. When you come here, Rabbi Sayu, whoever joins me, say goodbye to the anxiety pills, depression pills. You won't need them. I'm serious. But anyway, if you still take it. So this to hear, say it 20 times. It's enough that I'm alive. It's so great to be able to breathe. I'll call Neshima, Neshima, Taloka. And every breath, say it again, Chaza. You know how many times the Yetzirah is chazering, making a chaza, this is no good, that's no good, this is no good, I'm no good, he's no good, he's no. So you're going to chaza, Daila Chai Basheru Chai, again. But when you don't chazer it, it doesn't kick in. You know why people are so depressed? Because the chazorah, that things are no good, when you chaza, it becomes kilomunach bekufsa. What's the Lashon Chazal? What's the Lashon Chazal? Sitting in your pocket. When you chaza, you have to chaza until you hit it. It's sitting there. So everyone, Baruch Hashem, was zeicha that all their worries are munach bekufsa. It's kainish visa. The worry is sitting there, and it's I'm here to stay. I'm here to stay, and this worry dominates your life. It's crazy. You can't even. Some people can't even talk to them. There's no. Don't bother me. I'm worried, and that's me. That's the matzah. Don't, it's a shtela, that's right. Don't upset the situation. That's the mode. I'm a worrier and don't bother me. I'm depressed. That's tough. That's the way the matzav is. Maybe tomorrow we'll jump off a roof. We'll do something. We'll see what the game plan is. Do I get more depressed? Soon I'm going to cry. You wait. Then we'll have to worry. Cry. The next move is, maybe it's good to get a little sick, because from all the tzaras, you're supposed to get sick. That's how it works. Isn't that the minigah olam? Oh, from all the aggravation he never got sick from that. Oh, what tzaras he went through. Yeah, it's spinning all around your head since you were born hearing that garbage. That's what people listen to. It's garbage. Nebuch. He ruined his life. Come inside, make some good. He messed him up. How could you take, if someone should say that to you, and you, now I'll tell you what I did, it's a mitzvah l'fasim. I did this to Yungaman the other day. It was not normal. I did it to my class. Now, my class, I once had a class that Erev Yom Kippur, I give them colorful pens to give the kid in your house that you hate the most. Your brother, your sister, give them, and that'll do the job. Now, you always tell them, if Yaakov did it with Esav, it melted Esav until Esav or Russia was kissing him and hugging him and crying. Look what happened. You can melt that sibling too. That nasty sister who, I hate my sister. I wish I could flush her down the toilet. I wish I could throw my brother in the garbage. Our kids, the little 9-year-old kids, you know, they don't change, by the way. You don't work on your midas. You might not, you're the same thing. You make up with that brother and sister, but you got new people to fight around with. Either your wife or the shver or yourself. Rav Hutner once said, how come they say, Emes v'yatzev v'nachim? I hope there's no shvigas listening to this. All shvigas, please turn me off. This is not for you. All shvigas. Anyway, so Rav Hutner said like this. I heard Mishmai. How come, the Welt says, Zivig zol oily yafa zayin. The shidduch should be oily yafa. What's the loss? What's that all about? She said, the reason is because you say, emes, v'yatza, v'nochem, all these praises, these nice things. And the last thing you say is v'yafa. So v'yafa, if you say that, it's kind of all the things you said before. It should be v'yavtza, v'nochem, v'kayim, v'yoshid. So then you say zibig zoyliyafazayin when you get married. Zoyliyafazayin. It means all the things that they say in Emes V'yatzev. The yafa means everything. It's the last thing, so you got all the stuff that you said before automatically. So somebody asks, so what's Venera doing there in the shidduch that you got? So the Venera gate off his shvigah. That goes on the shvigah. I want you to know my shvigah was Tadega. I'm not kidding. She was unreal. Nothing wrong with shvigas. I'm sticking up all the shvigas. Anyway, they're all great. I'm just joking. I don't mean it. Anyway. Edoms are also good. Also, we're not bad. And where are we up to? The kids are. Yeah. See that? It's all. I'm starting to remember better lately. When I was young, I used to forget everything. Lately, it's improving. I have a different mahalach. I work the other way. As I get older, this is a true story about 20 years ago. I'm not a young spring chicken. If anybody want to know my real age, 98 and a half. But I'm not that, but I hold my own. But once one of my daughters was sitting in the car, and she couldn't, and we couldn't make out the red light, the blinking light there. You go right, left. I forgot what it was exactly. She couldn't see it, and I saw it. And I says, thanks, Todd. I says, don't worry. When you get my age, you'll start seeing better too. So bam, that's what I said. Oh, Beshita, as you get older, you see better. If I believe that, it's gonna work. It's not a joke. Age comes from the cup. Listen, I have a lot of people going to kill me for that one. Because there's a different way of looking at things. But for my sanity, I go to Smahalach. And it works. It works. Mashkiach got younger in his older age. Get young. Let's be younger, Beisai. It's a school. Be a fourth grade rabbi. They took pictures of me recently. The Baral comes in. And he comes, Rabbi, I'm in both Menahel. What do you want from me? So they take pictures of, you see a screen. There's like a television over there in the principal's office. And they could see, any kid says, you started, we'll find out in 2 seconds. They press a button, come here, Babala, there's you. So you tell me who started. That's why, because in the next world, they're going to be taking pictures right now, by the way. Just in case, I don't want to get people nervous, but that's the matzah. So they're taking pictures of how great we are, and how much. That's why you won't be in shock when you're going to get Sajan Olam Haba. You'll realize you deserved it. Look at the pictures. Look at how great you are. You came to Mandel's thing. Anyone who comes to Mandel's thing is not shy. Muftach Leit, you Ben Olam Haba. What? He's good. Anyway, so what happened? So they were looking at me. They came, watch this. Uh-oh. What did you see me doing? What did you see the Rebbe doing, right? Well, the Rebbe, here, we want to show you something. Now, they're really not supposed to do these things. I know somebody. I know a younger man who went to the Manal was doing these type of things. It wasn't Pasha. It's not really orthodox to press a button every minute and watch. The Rabbeim will teach they might be good teachers, but they're going to need vacations every 2 weeks. They're all watching me. All the principals are watching every move I make. What did I do yesterday? Anyway, so the kids, they took a picture of me. Guess what I was doing? Should I announce it? Uh-oh, I'm going to lose half my chassidim. Ready? I was on the table. Standing. And I'm 6'2", I was standing on the table, and I was dancing with my boys. And we were connecting. Tom, this is the nigga, and they love it. Tom, ta-da-da, ta-da-da, la 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 la, ta-da-da-da, ta-da-da-da, da-da-da, 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 da-da-da. This is the best part. Rebbe, jump down. Come, Rebbe. And Rebbe jumps down, and all the principals are watching the show. I was so embarrassed. What are you doing to me? You know everything I'm doing. Anyway, I did that twice in the last week. Kids love it. I'll tell you what happened, actually. I blamed it all on the principal. I blamed it all on the principal.
This happens daily, no? What?
It happens often, no? But this thing, I got a little out of... I blamed the principal. The class is a little bit, Lebedick. The principal said it's thanks to Corona, to COVID. COVID made the whole world, all these kids became ADHD. So now I understand the problems. I figure if they got ADHD, I for sure have that a long time ago. Let's get together and channel it. Sing a nigga and dance. You have an ADHD. Become a good dancer. You have to channel all your stuff in a good way. Anyway, where are we up to? So, huh? So the worries. Let's hazard those worries. They make me feel so good. I feel sorry for myself. It's a great feeling. What I'm never going through. I have a hard life. If you would only know what I go through. It's terrible. You should know. In the Vardig, you're never going to hear what I'm saying. Ever. From anybody. They'll do it for shtick. Don't worry. Oh, yes. If Geshe'l Adav could do it. To show that he's as crazy as everyone else. But he's in a different world. I mentioned the other time. He had aggravation once. Oh, nasty guitar. Someone overheard him on the telephone. And he was coming. Oy, yeshli akbat nefesh mizeh. Yishter lo tov. His Hebrew was not. He ran 15 meisters all over France, and he had hundreds, thousands of Talmidim that he took them out of Morocco. They made B'nai Torah out of them. He was a short shy of what he did. And he didn't know a word of French, and the Hebrew he spoke was Yana Mises.
He spoke.
Achshuv ani roitze l'hagid luni. Shetichim l'dabair. That's how he spoke Hebrew. And they all had to listen to him. All the Sfardim, oh, what's that? He never picked it up. He wasn't interested. My Nafka Mina. In the Vardic, they don't get involved in details. What details? What is Jamie Cobb? In the meantime, he's running the world. And all the people that do everything right, they're not moving. They're sitting like molasses. And he's turning over the world because he had the Ramayna Shalalom. And his whole life has been talking by Hashem. I have the Tatin Shemayim. I need to do this right. And that he was a decent person. He didn't step on people. He wasn't pushing. But he wasn't so into detail, into, you know. Yeshli Ahmed Nefesh. Oh, Yeshli Ahmed Nefesh. Loi Toiv. Ain Oisim Zeh. Li Lai. Af Udom. Af Udom. Ain. Af Udom. The Loi Toiv. Las is Li Aniab. He was playing a game. When we heard about it, we all cracked up. He didn't understand the concept of aggravation. What's that? Aggravation. It's Jaystar Cup. If you learn a lot of Musa and you say in Hakan Cup, whatever the Abishah does is good. You say that 1,000 times like he did. What aggravation. But, you know, during the concentration camp, he was, now, you don't have to believe me. I heard it from Rav Gurevich himself, who was with him all those years, with the Nazis together. He said, this man, his level of simcha throughout the Holocaust was super! Better than a normal time. Do you believe it? How did that happen? Because in Avadig, they love Nisyanis. Easy, easy, easy. Don't, please. Don't look for trouble. Watch out. Not so fast. Don't jump and look for trouble. But in David Altav and Avadig writes about Nisyanis, it's your life. The life of a person is Nisyanis. Rabbi Miller says, Nisyanis activates you. It activates. You're dead. You have an assignment. Oh, now you're going to become a Baal B'Tochen. Now you learn Muslim. Now, Mach Lebedek an assignment. Don't look for trouble. But he speaks so beautifully. Daldi has a whole chapter on the greatness of an assignment. That's life. Without an assignment, you're not. I want to hear the smoother. I'm done. Segel. Thank you. The Peklach. Everybody hates the Peklach. They don't know. It's the whole glick of your life is your Pekel. Without your Pekel, you're not worth a dime. What would Yosef HaTzadik be without his pekel? They wouldn't have sold him to Mitzrayim. There would have been nothing. If David HaMelech didn't have the whole world jumping at him to prove how great he was despite all those things. You need the pekel. You need without a pekel, it's nothing. Don't look for it. Come inside, they say. Hey, you take, you know, the okay. Anyway, so we laughed when we heard that way. Now, this I heard from Chaim Motz of Weinkrantz. Rabbi Sai, be careful with what I'm going to say. Be very careful. But I'm going to say it anyway. Because it was a spiel. Oh, aggravation. He used to talk. He had such sympathy. Rabbi Sai was the same way. If I had a problem, oh, that's terrible. And he really cared. He really felt for you. Come inside, make yourself at home. He really felt for you. Even though he had no shyness with that stuff, you know. He had no shyness. I remember he had no children. They say the Nazis did a job and whatever. He had no children. Couldn't care less. Now, of course he cared. But he didn't. He was so into the Eibishter. He didn't suffer. He hopped. Why do people want kids? Because he has and you have, and that's he's supposed to have. You're supposed to want kids and have kids and have nothing. Don't listen to me. But you have to know, especially if things aren't working the way you want. Take a look at Reb Gershon. Mamish, mamish. He was oozing with way more simcha than all these proud family fathers and families and beautiful house and the Rebbe's chasheba, his wife, a nice lady, and friends, and a positions. He laughed at all that stuff. He, Father, there's a place for it, but he saw one. He saw the truth. It's all COVID. COVID. What are people gonna say? All the fun that you're having. You know how much chunk of that is. People think it's good, but I'm having so. Even if you're on an island. But you know that people respect a certain behavior that you're doing that makes you happy. Because you are totally in das of people. You don't have your own brains. You're told, kip tarayin, rabbi, let him in, kip tarayin. Oh, like, okay, now, here goes. We got Davnik in the dish. I want that to be announced all over the place. That this is ever here. Let's go. In the middle of his dish, you have to push it back because there's so much to see them. Let's go to see them. I'm pushing, bringing down the doors to see the Rebbe. Anyway.
That's
the whole thing. Oh, that's what she talked about. People get... It's scary. I have such a yetzara. It's scary. I have such jealousy. It's scary. What do you care? So you have a yetzara. So what? But it's scary. What's scary? Without the yetzara, you're not worth a penny. You need to have alive and well, healthy the yetzara. Please don't look for trouble. But if you happen to have it, what? That's the life. It's tough. You want to hear some stories? You know, call a godel meso very yitzmi godel me mano. You want to hear some stories? People have yetzaras. So what? You do tshuva. The Vardigas didn't mind all the worst things. You know, names they used to call each other. Your guy was getting out of hand, and your guy laughs. You're right. I'm working harder to. We'll get there. They left because everyone is about guy. Why not? Who isn't? You're gonna fool yourself. It's normal. Of course we're Bali Gaiva. So what? You know, this I don't do this. I have to be so careful because in that area, for some reason, I kicked into that mentality. I was called these names didn't mean a thing to me. I mean, oh, and this is wrong, that's good, so we'll work on it. If you're working, you're looking to find out what's wrong, to know what to work on. You have a total different mentality. It doesn't bother you. So what? But in the world, the outside world, people are not into working on things. They're into, I got to be perfect, right? Or else it's over. You dare tell somebody that he's a bad guy, Minik. You killed him. I'll hang up on you, and I'll never talk to you again for the rest of your life. If you hinted, you didn't mean it. You were saying a vote about, I know what you meant with that vote. I know. I'll tell you what happened to me. I had some criticism. 2 weeks ago, I had some criticism. Rabbi Sai, you don't know how people, every shvach you get goes over your head. Your mamish doesn't kick in. It's such a yetzahara. It doesn't kick in. Here's a family. Here's a family. Now, beautiful. 12 kids, Mitzuyanim. And I got a phone call from the father. He's crying on the telephone. Why? His youngest son has trouble with reading. And they're making a whole thing about it. The first one is married to this famous Rishiva's daughter. The second one's married to her. The other one is Rosh HaKalei. The other one is making money for Klal Yisrael. The other one is there. One kid, and him and his wife, the Welt says, aged 10 years, thanks to that one kid. Now, Zohar's a good proof there, and you don't judge people. But I mean, think about it. Look what you have. Of course. But right now we have a problem. We didn't talk about the problem all day. Talk about the good stuff. The ABC sees you talking about the good stuff all day. You'll lose those problems one by one. You could breathe. I once had a buffer on the telephone. Who? My wife wants a cell phone. 1 second. Here it is. 1 second. Pass it. Here it is. I'm sorry. So, this makes Lebedik. Tell my Rebbe, she made it Lebedik, Baruch Hashem. The Elam sees I'm human. I have a cell phone. My wife, you know, makes it more Lebedik. I drink Jack. Jack Daniel Company. They really owe me one. But, you know, all my friends, all my server are drinking Jack. You know, I want that company to give me something. The truth of it, now I'm going to tell you a secret. No one should, the Jack people shouldn't know about it, but I punk don't like Jack so much. I'd rather have Smirnoff Vodka by far. I'm like, Abba, Jack has a name, Jack, so he's Jack, so Jack is Jack. But I'll drink some more. L'chaim! Some more Jack. Anyway, where are we up to? Who? My memory is improving as I get older. We're getting there. So what are we up to?
Anyway. Not only focusing on the problems.
You gotta focus on the breathing. Focus on breathing. I'll call Neshima Talco. And Rabbi Zecher said, you gotta say God's hollow for every breath. It's with you. And do it every day. You're driving. I love to drive. Thanks for driving. I look at red tomatoes. I go wild. Look at the color. Just look at it. Look at the vegetables. Look at the fruits. Look at the sweet. Look at it's not chaos. Everyone's worried about the weight. All 24/7. Uh-oh. What are you today? Uh-oh. Another button popping. Here goes my wife again. What? Why does she have to feed me all that stuff? It's not your wife's fault, my dear friend. It's your fault. Oh, it's my fault. But I'm still upset. So all you take care of is that you have an appetite. That's not the gay. Be happy you have an appetite. That you're healthy. That you're not in the hospital. Wait. 24/7. How's my weight? Wait. Dominates your mind. Your health. You know that. There was a Talmud of the Ramchal. His name was Vey. He was a doctor, is what I heard. He said that the main job of a doctor is to prove to a person that he's healthy. You hear that? Prove to him that he's healthy. You know, I do this left and right. Do you want to know my track record? What? I'm a doctor. I want some money for this. Do you know how many people I pulled out of? He's not here. I have a friend. For what I did for him, one after another, this guy's wife, she's healthy. So I told the guy, tell your wife, it's lahadama, do that. Every day I do it, and it works. I say, lahadam. The next day, you know, I'm all better. First of all, I have good chassidim, they all believe me. Especially the ones that don't know me. They're calling from Yehupitz. And they know this big rabbi on the phone, and he said, you are healthy. Cut it out. Yes, I know it. Ruach HaKodesh. That's all. I'm serious. I say that all the time, and it works. They believe me? You should know you could brainwash anybody. I remember with a doctor, I went to two doctors. I had a malady. It's time to dust. I went there. Was one in Staten Island. All the firm years ran to him because he's the biggest. And he assured me, yes, you have it. I took 3 tests. All kinds, they all say, yes, you have whatever it is. I walked out of his office, I had every symptom of that disease. Then I went to a local yokel here in Lakewood, I won't say his name. I found out later that he didn't know too much. But I didn't realize that. And he like laughed it off. I walked out of his office cured. It's a true story. I walked out of his, do you know what the power of suggestion could do? They can make or break you. In Nevada, they told me a story about 20 people. They all had the same Yenamachla. 10 of them were told, you got 2 weeks to live. 10 of them were told you got months and months. All those that were told you got 2 weeks to live were dead in 2 weeks. It's not a joke, this stuff. It's real. Those that were told you got months, they were around. There's a Meister of Moshe. He said not to tell a woman she has the anamachla. She should have been dead overnight. She hung around another 5 years because she didn't know she had it. You tell it, and then the doctor looks at you, and he has a serious look on his face. That takes away another 5 years of your life. Just getting into the office. Your nerves are boom, and your mind is the balabas over your body. You know that? Your mind's not a joke. If your mind says you're sick, the body says, I agree. And the body makes it happen. And the same thing with problems with everything. I got to tell you, my son, no, kids in my class. I told them, I once told the kids in my class like this. So every Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur, I give them a colorful pen. Give it to that. You don't tell me who it is in your family. And watch what happens. A lot of successes. A kid once told me, middle of the year, Rebbe, it's halfway gone, the issue with his. Some of them, Rebbe, I gave the pen one time, we're best friends. You know, well, be nice, tell the other party, you're right, I'm wrong. Do the stuff that the party is doing. You want to win a fight? The best way to win an argument is to avoid it. You tell the other guy, you're right. You know the way, my Shalom Bayis, whenever I deal with Shalom Bayis, then my husband calls me up, he screams at me for half an hour all about how terrible his wife is. And I said, oh, you're right. Then she calls me up for half an hour screaming her head off about him, how bad he is. And I say, you're right. Then the guy who noticed what I was doing yesterday, Mandel, make up your mind. I say, you're also right. I'm agreeable. I don't believe. Leave him alone. They're all right. Everyone's right. Yes, you are right. Someone saw me do that. He considers me. I don't do it as much as I used to. But I said, the guy was screaming at me in front of a whole base manager. And this guy was watching me. He told me later on, Mandel, you're a bamusa. Because I said, you are right. And I said it with a kifus. I don't just say, oh, never. Oh, you're right. No, I said, you're right. I hold like that you also, that I'm a bum and a nut and a this and a that. I'm on your side. Anyway, I said, you're right. This guy thinks I'm the biggest bamusa in the world because he said, Mandel, you are right. I says, mine have to be there who's right. Let the guy be happy. You know, I want to tell you about Canaries, that's all. Used to watch two Germans walking in the street. Two Germans, one this way, one that. Now picture a grown person with a bull neck, you know, Teutonic. You know, these Germans, yes, you are now. They're walking on a small, narrow sidewalk in Berlin somewhere. He used to see this happen. He was in Leipzig. He said, and he sees walking towards each other. And one guy says, excuse me, I was here first. Step aside, my friend. The other guy said, no, Siegfried. That's not true. I was here before you. He saw this with his own eyes. And the guy's half an hour. No. You step aside. No. I was here first. A halb shah. Have nothing to do with yourself? They like to fight. Now, what are you doing? Step aside. Let him go. You'll get them. No. This is a matter of principle. You have to stick to your... You know, you have to stick to your principles. You can't let a guy do that. I was here first. So, you know, we all look like this between you and me. People who fight with each other. That's how foolish it is. What do you care, Kevin? You're right. No. You're right. Don't answer. What do you have for answering? How can you say that to me? Who cares what they said? Just don't leave me alone with the fighting. You know how much higher you're going to get? When you listen and you don't say a word, you know how much Olam Haba you're going to get? You get Olam Hazeh. Your blood pressure goes down when you don't fight around like a Meshuggah. What do you need that for? It's a waste of time and energy. You, so who are you? A person's, my nafkamina, what he thinks or she thinks. Who cares? My nafkamina, right, wrong. So give in. So you'll be matriarch a little. Do him a favor. Do her a favor. Don't, it's not Kedai. Anyway, I'm going to tell you Merdik. So I told the boys in my class, who is given, like Yaakov gave in to Esav. I told them another Zach. Boy, did this do something to them. You know, Esav melted because Yaakov kept. I said, we decided you're going to give that person a jellyfish. I'll get you a whole stack of them. The first week you're giving a jellyfish every single. Hey, Rebbe, it won't work. Rebbe, it won't work. It won't. Rebbe, this is going to work. A jellyfish on Sunday, another a green one on Monday, a red one on Tuesday. Thanks a million, Rebbe. Yes. You bought a whole stack of them, yeah? Thanks a lot. And Wednesday, Reb Simcha Lang, he does these Kanainar. So, and Thursday, another one. Yeah, we'll sit there and give another one up. And next week, that's enough with the fish. Next week, we're going to have jelly worms. Give a worm on Sunday, another different color Monday. Next week. And the next week, we're going to have, what was that other thing? Yeah, bears. You have bears. And crack a joke. I told him like this. When you give it, crack a joke. And the Vardig, who brought them, told me this. These are Gershon's right in there. Always crack jokes to dispel the metach, you know, when there's a fight. Crack a joke that gets rid of, always crack jokes. You don't make jokes nonstop in the Sotner Rebbe, all right? Mutalach Mutalach. Anybody wants to crack jokes? Don't. Rav Steinbach. Rav Steinman. Rav Steinman, what are you talking? 24/7. Now listen what I'm telling you. These two Gedolei Yisrael, Mamish Gedolim, giants of giants, Rav Steinman, the Sotner Rebbe, were heavily involved. Guess who else? Rav Hotner. Rav Hotner was a big, he made jokes. You know what he once said? Schneid mir ab, es ist treffen Molecules and Molecules of Simcha. You know what that means? Cut me up, you'll find Molecules and Molecules of Simcha. He was funny. Rav Hotner had such jokes. I don't want any ladies to hear this, please. No ladies allowed. Somebody, or unless the lady has a good sense of humor. He came off a chuppah once, and he whispered to one of his big people who told me the story, Rav Hutner, and he says, "No chag hungana. It's not that bad. No bachum should hear that. I hope the ladies are great." He was just joking. What are you talking? Our ladies especially. No one better than them. In fact, I'm sticking up for the ladies lately. I hold, it says, whoever has an Ishara, ain't a Raya Pnei Gehenim. So I tell you, there's a lot of ladies that aren't Raya Pnei Gehenim either. With a husband like this, ain't a Raya lady with a husband like that. No Gehenim. So you got to thank him for that one. Anyway, I'm joking. Everybody, please don't get serious or else I'm in trouble. And the Sotner did get in trouble. Do you know that? I know Meiser. He was kidding around with somebody, and the guy was a serious person. It was over. You know, don't beat the serious people. No. What did you say? I'm joking. We're best friends. No. Watch. You're not a lot of... Also, the Mali Piv, Sreik Piv, Baila Mazer. They all hold like Rabbi Yechonin. Chaim Kanevsky rolls. What are you talking? He knows how to crack. Chaim Kanevsky. I had to do a lot with big people. They had a sense of humor. What are you talking? I joked around myself. The Gracie Navadig. Forget it. They don't know how to stop laughing. Before you walk in, they're already laughing. Seriously. Navadig is love to roll and laugh and joke. What are you talking? That's Yiddishkeit. You want me to prove it to you? You see what Avraham Avinu did? He didn't have a sense of humor, Avraham Avinu, huh? Shall I show you a chazal? What did he do when he, in his father's department store, he had all these getchkes over there, all these idols, and his father told him, Terah says, Avramelah, take care of the getchkes. Avramelah says, yes, my dear father, I'll do a good job, I'll watch all the idols. Yes, my pleasure to help you out. I don't know if that's exactly what Avramelah said, but that's the chazal. He watched them. And when his father came back, they were all smashed. He wiped them all out except for one. And it's a chazal! And one, the biggest one, was around with a bat in his hand, a big bat with a metal piece of whatever he had there in his hand, a stick. And there's a plate of food over there in front of the biggest. And his father comes in, Avram, what did you do? You killed all the idols, haven't you? My whole business, you remember what you're doing? Ta, please calm down. There was a major, a major accident took place, Sylvia. This is a major. You understand that they brought somebody brought me some food for the big one, food b'chal, you know, and all of they all wanted it. So the big one's tougher than all the other idols. He took a bat and smashed them all. It's his fault. What do you want from me? This is a chazal. Do you believe me? Did Avraham Avinu have a good sense of humor? Yes or no? Yes or no? Did he or not? Come on. All those that don't know how to live. Take a look at Avraham Avinu. You want to hear Eliezer Avraham was his slave. He Deilu Mashke Mitzvah Rabbi. You want to hear how his Deilu Mashke Mitzvah Rabbi? He comes to Sodom. Stein has a minute that he's walking in the street in Sodom. Somebody takes a rock, hits him on the head, and he starts bleeding. He looks at him, what are you doing to me? So the guy said, now you owe me $100. Eliezer says, are you serious about it? You don't know the rules in Sodom? If a guy hits another guy and makes blood come out, he has to pay him $100. I mean, I owe you $100? Yes, I can't believe this one. You're coming to court right now. The judge is waiting. Comes to court. The judge is standing there, and yes, what happened? And he says, I smashed his, you know, I threw a rock at his head, I made him bleed, he owes me $100. So Eliezer looks at the judge, and the judge says, yes, you owe me, with disbelief, are you serious about that one? Yes, you have to pay him, it's dying, this is dying, this is our rule. So Eliezer says, okay, no problem. Eliezer bends down, and he takes a rock, throws it in the judge's face, and the judge starts bleeding. He says, now, judge, you owe me, and I owe him. So just pay him and leave me out of this. It's a chazal. It's a chazal. What's chazal? Making jokes? If anybody has time to send me, I make too much jokes. I did hear complaints, by the way. I did hear some people. What? Not enough. That's the thing. I promise you. There's some. What is this guy? Somebody turned me off. They said, I thought this was a message. Was this guy, he's a comedian. I promise I was so proud to hear his complaint. That's just what I wanted. I wanted to be considered funny. That's a big thing in my books, you know. They hold up funny. A few people said, I mean, I'm hilarious. I was so overjoyed. That's, now I know I'm in the right direction. That's the way I said, look, Avraham Avinu, there's another story. Yes, we went to a chasana. Whoever goes to a, invites someone to the chasana, he gets arrested. Or gets his clothes taken or whatever. Gets Eliezer Avraham, pull a shtickle on all the people in the chasana. He invited me, told the police. No, he and the guy ran out. Oh, he invited me. He ran out, the door ran out. The whole place was out. And he ate up, he locked the doors and he had what to eat. He ate up the whole place. It's a chazal! You want more? You ever hear of his salalti b'mitzrayim? You know what that means? The pastor's boy? His salalti b'mitzrayim. I made fun. I made a galacht out of Mitzrayim, a laughing, Yoshev HaShemayim Yitzchok. You know, the Yabish to himself, Kaviyah, Yabish has a sense of humor, you know that? He laughs, he has a lot of Mitzrayim. Miriam says, pleasure to see the room. Miriam says, you need a Menekes? I got someone for you. Really? Yes. It'll cost you a pretty price. Jews know how to get the money. She goes to Basia Bas Parai, who saved little Moshala, and Basia does a chap that this is Moshala's sister, and Yidden are okay, you know. And she, oh, I need a Menekes. So she gets her mother, Yosheved, to be the Menekes for her own son with a princely price. A princess is paying her. Isn't that, it's funny. It's pushit funny. You want the best one? He is official. Eliyahu Hanavi, how do you know he's supposed to make fun of the Zara? As I'll say, Eliyahu Hanavi, when he was on the top of the Har, he was on top of Har Kamel. I was there, it's gorgeous. He was on top of the whole Klal Yisrael was watching the show. Eliyahu Hanavi said, all right. The Shiloh was, who's the real God? The 400 Via Baal Rishayim. And then one Eliyahu Navi, and they said whoever brings a fire from his God, that's the real. So they had it prepared before him. They had a friend Chiel. He was one of Achav's close friends, a Russian, and Chiel was under the ground, and he was gonna strike a match under the ground, and get it on them as bath, and their animal would get burned, and that they see, our God did the job. So in the middle of the night, while the guy's creeping, seal, a snake came and killed him, that was the end of seal. And then all the Nevi Abba was going, take the sugar. They were jumping and springing and top. The minig was, when they don't get what they want, they take spears and scratch till blood comes out. That was a minig. That's the, they do like there. That's the minig of Nevi Abba. And all bloodied all over the place, jumping top to bottom, screaming, bow, bow, get some fire in the field. Know what happened? Why don't you get moving? No answer. And kail. And feels dead. They don't chop. And it's already half the day is up. It's mincha time, right? And then all y'all know he's watching the show. Oh, what's your problem, you guys? Everything okay? He's a psukim. What's your problem? Is your God sleeping? He's off for the psukim. Is your God sleeping? Oh, don't wake him up. Don't wake up your God. Things aren't working, huh? He's speaking to 400 VML. And he's got Achav of Russia watching the show with the whole Klai Yisrael. And he's alone. And he fafs him all in. Eliyahu Navi. In Kleinikait. He's going to come before Mashiach. And he's going to be on Meirah Derech in Avodas Hashem. We got a good address. Oh, Eliyahu Navi will teach us how to straighten out. By the way, there's a Kabbalah. We have to start doing tshuva, but we'll not finish until he comes. That's the Matzias. So if you're not completely the tzaddik you'd like to be, as long as you're trying your best, Eliyahu Navi will finish off the job. Anyway, so he's going to be our Rebbe. He's going to teach us. And get to know his derech, by the way. You know what he did next? He tells, oh, Nevi Abal, I got it. I know why things aren't working. They made such fools of themselves. The whole class is watching them. They got to prove themselves. We got the right religion. Now look at this. Nothing's happening. So he says, oh, maybe he's in the bathroom. Your God just went to the bathroom. I got the problem. This is a pasuk. A pasuk is not a chazal. It's often a psukim. It's kedush kedushim. The chazal say, how do you know you'll have to make fun of Vayda Zara? Eliyahu Navi, he's the man. He taught us. He was the first Navadiga. Navadi's whole religion is built on that, by the way. Rav Galinsky, I verified that. That's Navadi. Making a joke out of Kinnat, Taiva, Kovid, laugh at as stupid it is. Oh, you didn't get enough Taivas? Oh, you didn't enough Kovid? Oh, never. They learned how to ridicule, and that's the best way to kill Yetzar. Anyway, I try to do it. Now, the thing is this. So, I told my Talmidim like this. Boys, I see, first of all, I said, depends. It doesn't work for everybody. Maybe, so you're the Yaakov, and your brother is the Esav. Maybe the other way around. Maybe you're talking the Esav around here. And the kids laughed. They said, Rebbe, you got a point. I'm not so innocent myself. So, Bikitsa, I hear a young Davis who gave me an eight said, that's not Chayef. I said, boys, let's make a decision from now on. I'm not sensitive. Let's make an official. It's official. I am not a sensitive person. Let's make that official. Say it to yourself all day long. I'm not sensitive. Just say it. True or not, don't worry about the truth so much. That means you could hate me. It's legal. I'm not a sensitive guy. I don't know if you're getting a mitzvah. That's not my problem. I'm not allowed to hate you. But you... Okay, I'm not a sensitive person. You could call me a meshugana. You can call me a nutcase. It's fine. You could love me or hate me and think I'm crazy. You could make fun of me. I'm not sensitive. I really don't care. My wife, from now on, my wife could yell her head off. I made a decision that I am not a sensitive person. I will live up to that temple for the rest of my life. Make that decision. And that now she could scream. Doesn't bother me. I heard people are saying bad things about you. I'm not sensitive. Who cares? Do you know what just happened? Someone embarrassed you. I'm not sensitive. Don't bother me with this stuff. You know what that did to those kids? The Manal came in. He was so impressed. A whole class. 2 weeks after I gave him this Eta, their problems disappeared. Imagine 9-year-old, 25, 9-year-old kids. Their problems disappeared because they made a decision. I am not a sensitive person. You know what kills everybody? You made a decision from way back. I'm a sensitive guy. You can't do that to me. Guy just got married. His wife's yelling out the first day. You can't do that to me. I'm a sensitive person. There goes the marriage. Because you decided that you're sensitive. Why are you sensitive? You are sensitive with your brother, or with your father, with someone else. So that's the same stupid midrash that you got to get rid of. I'm sensitive, sensitive. I'm not sensitive. Just say you're not. Watch what happens. It's magic. It's magic. Decide, I'm cool. I'm not a sensitive guy. A shita. Yeah, I don't care. Nothing bothers me. Just keep saying it. You know, in the Vedic, they said, you're a kaif. You're like a monkey. Whatever you feed it, that's what happens. You think a person, that's what you are. Whatever you keep hearing all day long, that's what you're going to be. How do you like that Eitzer, Rabbi? It's a gold mine, that child. Then I had another Eitzer. People don't like Bezianus. Oh, you don't like Bezianus. First of all, are you thankful for all the good stuff that happens in your life? If you not sit down every day and write down five nice things that you did, five nice things about you, you're not in touch with reality. You're focusing only on what's wrong. I guarantee you that your whole life is not what it could be because you're not in touch with the truth. You did something nice today, or you, let's say you wanted to daven better. That's a lot. In the Heilige Torah, Rachman Liberbay is not a joke. Ma'al Avakazu Kiluasa is not a joke. According to Chazal, you're a great guy. Nah, but it's not, what are you doing? Write down, I wanted to be better. Write that, I wanted to be better. That's very powerful. Take as many as you can, or whatever. Wanting is very, that's a bizarre, but the things you actually did and you wanted to do, whatever it is, anything, you're good looking. So, that's a nice thing. You make good jokes. Anything, you speak about good things also. I eat good food. Thanks. I had a good time yesterday. No one yelled at me for 2 days straight. Whatever it is, write down good things. Anything. Five things at least a day. And the next day, chaza the old ones. And write some new ones. And the next day, chaza more. Chaza. And by Shabbos, chaza the whole thing. And do it every day. You have to do this. It's life. You're not doing this. You're not in touch. You're sad for no reason. You just don't chop. People don't chop. Like the guy, I remember this guy. Trouble with his kids. He used to catch till Mashiach. He was the best. He was a mumcha in a certain trade that he was so good at it. He had his telephone, he used to ring 24/7. He was the best guy in the whole Lakewood in that area that he was good at. And I was, he used to tell me all his problems. While he was fixing and doing his umnist, which was, he was telling me his problems, I said, you know, you're not impressed. There's a line of people waiting to talk to you, and the way you do things with such expertise, it means nothing to you. It's like it's not there. Oh, yeah, well, that's the way, that's nothing. What do you mean, nothing? All you know how to do is complain about one of your kids. Did you ever say thank you that you're such a good, you have such good hands, they should bless you, you're making so much money, or people respect you? That's nothing. My son's driving me crazy. Goodbye. You know, it's not a mouth. So first of all, you got to appreciate what you have. And spend time every day. And thank Hashem, b'peh, says the Chavis always, with your mouth. And then, take once a week and thank for all the embarrassments that you got that week. Once a week, not too often. If you do that too often, you're going to turn into, you're going to be not in the madrega that you're supposed to be at. You get carried away. You're going to look for people to embarrass you all day. You're not, it's a high madrega. But once a week, do you know how much chaveris you lose when your wife screams at you? You know how lucky you are that this guy doesn't talk to you the way he used to, and you got embarrassed from that? You know what that does for your soul? It saves you from Gehenna. 1 second Gehenna is worse than the entire Nazi Holocaust. Is it worth it? Let him embarrass you. You know what Reb Chatzkel said? Someone embarrasses Mavazio, you should kiss every Aver. Love him. You did me such a favor. Write down, thank you for this embarrassment. Thanks for that, Bazillion. I'm so happy that so-and-so is not looking at me lately. I'm so-and-so, so I'm not part of the crowd. Or I feel like that. A lot of it's baloney. Most of it is just the guy didn't mean it, the guy did. But you, your world, you embarrassed me. It's terrible. So since it hurts you, you're losing your sins. And then it won't bother you anymore. And you'll still lose your sins, says the altar for the body. After a while, you won't feel any pain. So how many boys? How many suffer? Rabbi say it's kedai. Write down once a week all the bezanias. I think it's enough. I took my head off already. Gezman. Good enough? Did I say enough drushes? Enough? You want